From Wall Street to your street and Washington, too. Listen to podcasts from the Wall Street Journal and get the world delivered to your ears. Look for us on iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, and the Google Play Music app. WSJ Podcasts. Listen ambitiously.
Sony lays out plans for a new PlayStation, and Sarah E. Needleman gives us a preview next.
This is Tech News Briefing from the Wall Street Journal.
Welcome to Tech News Briefing. I'm Charlie Turner in New York. Sony remains the market leader in video game consoles with its PlayStation, and it has laid out its roadmap to keep it that way. The company Wednesday unveiled its new PlayStation 4 video game console. Two models, actually, a high-end model called the PlayStation 4 Pro, and a cheaper PlayStation 4 that's smaller and more energy efficient. Here to talk about the new models is Wall Street Journal reporter Sarah E. Needleman. Sarah, describe for us the high-end device, the PlayStation 4 Pro. This is an upgrade, correct? What does it have?
Correct. It has a faster processor, more storage, and enhanced graphics for 4K resolution games and video, and also high dynamic range imaging, or what's known as HDR.
Now, this costs $399, and it's coming out November 10th, right?
Correct.
And the smaller PlayStation 4 model, that is $299, and it's coming out in 1 week. This costs less than the model it's replacing, doesn't it?
Well, the original model that it's replacing started at $399 in November 2013. It has come down in price since then. However, now you can get for $299 the slim version that is a little bit of an improvement. It has more energy efficiency. It's 30% smaller, and it could stand vertically in your living room rather than horizontally. And previously, you wouldn't want to put anything on top of it. So now if it's vertical, you might get a little bit more shelf space.
How many PlayStation 4s have been sold thus far? Does Sony stand a good chance of keeping its market lead with these new machines?
Sony has sold more than 43 million PlayStation 4 consoles to date, and that's far ahead of sales of Microsoft's Xbox One and Nintendo's Wii U. And Sony has said it expects to sell another 20 million units by the spring of next year, so around March 2017. Whether it can maintain its lead, that's not guaranteed, because consumers have in the past switched to competing systems when upgrading. And we know that these rivals, Microsoft and Nintendo, are both planning to introduce new high-end gaming machines next year. But Sony has a head start now that it's letting us know that the PlayStation 4 Pro is coming out in November, and the slimmer model is coming out September. Now, Xbox One does have a smaller version on the market that's around the same price of $299, and that's been out since August. But when we talk about the high-end models, Sony certainly will have a head start in coming out with the Pro this November. Nintendo's new system, it's codenamed NX. We don't know much about it. There are people who are knowledgeable about it who have said that they think it's going to be a hybrid of a the kind of console you see in living rooms today and something that's portable, but it's not clear yet. That's due out in March 2017. And Microsoft has said its new high-end version of the Xbox One, which is codenamed Project Scorpio, that's due out for the holidays, but not until the 2017 holidays. So it is hard to say if Sony will maintain its lead come that time when these two new systems come out. But right now, it certainly is far ahead.
Well, it seems like it has the jump on the holiday season.
Absolutely. The question is whether or not people will upgrade to the Pro this holiday season. There aren't a lot of differences. The main differences is are in the visuals. So it's a much more richer experience, a smoother experience.
You mean between the Pro and the previous high-end model?
Correct. It's something that if you're a serious gamer and you really care about the visual fidelity, that's something you might want to upgrade to. Or certainly if you don't already have a video game console, you might go out and get the slim version or the Pro. If you have an Xbox but have always been wanting to get into the PlayStation space, you may go ahead and do that. But, you know, bearing in mind that more than 43 million PS4s have already been sold, it's hard to say how many of those people, those buyers, will go ahead and upgrade as opposed to, you know, people going out and buying it for the first time. And then there may be a set of people who'll wait and see what Nintendo and Xbox, I'm sorry, Nintendo and Microsoft have to offer next year.
Well, related to that, Sarah, isn't Sony releasing the new devices ahead of schedule? Doesn't it usually wait up to 6 years between unveilings? First PlayStation 4 came out in 2013.
Yes, that's true. And also, you could say the same about Microsoft and Nintendo. Normally, it's been a 6 to 7 year pattern in between major console releases. What's different this time is, yes, they're coming out with new consoles that have major upgrades sooner than that. It's only been a couple of years. But these systems aren't entirely new generations. The software, the games that you play on the current PlayStation 4, for example, will still work on the PlayStation 4 Pro. And Microsoft has said that the games that you play on Xbox One now will work on the Project Scorpio. But they are major enhancements. They're not just small little cosmetic changes. We're talking about a lot more power, more storage, more better graphics. Those are the kinds of changes that you don't normally see in between the console cycles. So it's sort of like a blend. It's not a total refresh, but it is definitely a significant upgrade.
Wall Street Journal reporter Sarah E. Needleman, thank you very much for being on the podcast.
My pleasure.
And that's this edition of Tech News Briefing. Thanks for listening. I'm Charlie Turner at the News Desk in New York.
For more podcasts, check us out at wsj.com/podcasts. Become a subscriber on iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, and now look for us on the Google Play Music app on Android devices.